Dreaming of Clematis, Cultivating the Acrobats of the Garden, by Don Nicholas. Ah, the delightful world of Clematis, the divas of the garden, the floral acrobats that effortlessly twirl their way into our hearts. As a proud Clematis enthusiast, I've spent years nurturing my own green companion, a vivacious viner that wraps itself lovingly around my lamppost. Picture this, a botanical charmer, the Audrey Hepburn of the garden, inviting guests to my humble abode with a graceful dance of leaves and blooms. Living in Plymouth for half a decade, I've learned that Clematis isn't just a plant. It's a perennial promise of spring's return. Sure, I reluctantly trim her down in autumn, but come spring, she's back, ready to take on the world, or at least my lamppost, with renewed vigor. Now, let's embark on a brief journey through the history of this internationally adored vine. Clematis, a true globetrotter, boasts species native to North America, Europe, India, Australia, China, and Japan. It's the James Bond of climbers, suave, versatile, and with a flair for the dramatic. Choosing the right clematis for your green ambitions is like picking a wine for a special occasion. It requires a bit of finesse. Some are sun soakers, basking in full sunlight, while others are the shade-dwelling introverts. It's all about finding the right match for your garden's personality. Timing, my dear horticultural comrades, is everything. For those contemplating a clematis affair, the when and where are crucial. Full sun is the key to clematis bliss, though a few shady characters like the charming Nellie Moser can still steal the spotlight in part shade. Think of it as finding the perfect spot for your sunbathing buddy. Some like it hot. Some prefer a bit of afternoon shade. Now let's talk dirt. Clematis prefers a soil that's like a spa retreat, moist, well-drained, with a touch of alkalinity. It's a diva, I tell you, but worth every ounce of effort. In acidic soil havens, a sprinkle of lime now and then keeps the pH balanced, ensuring our starlet stays in top form. Spacing is akin to giving your friends enough room at the dinner table, not too cramped, not too distant. Clematis plants, like a little personal space 24 to 36 inches apart to be exact. It's the key to avoiding any botanical brawls or awkward encounters in the garden. Whether you're a springtime plant whisperer or a fall foliage fanatic, clematis planting time accommodates all. Summer is an option, especially up north, but be prepared for some extra TLC, the kind you'd give a friend going through a tough time. So, fellow green thumbs, consider this your backstage pass to the captivating world of clematis. From their international allure to the art of pampering their leafy loveliness, these climbing companions are more than mere plants. They're the protagonists of our garden tales, adding a touch of elegance to the ever-growing narrative of our horticultural love affairs. Happy gardening, my floral aficionados!